time for MFL football once again. The one and only Coach Joe Petrosky is in our studios, ready to go. We've been talking about it, We had the flyers and everything, Coach. It's finally here.
It is, Rich, and it's exciting. You know, we've been through 1 week of practice with the players, and we got 130 participants this year. So just really happy about that, and we got a great group of kids out there. We say that every year, and but we mean it, and they've just been working extremely hard. And you know, 5 days of practice last week, and you know, for the most part, weather held out for us. You know, we go pretty deep in the evenings, you know, 7:30, to try to beat the heat a little bit, literally. But it's been really good for us. I feel like the first week went really well. It's a jam-packed week. We check them out gear on Sunday, and then that allows us to start on Monday right away with practice. And, you know, we go a couple days of helmets only, and then we put all the gear on. And then as we work through the week, we get them into teams. We draft them into teams. And then by the end of the week, by the end of last week, they're already practicing in their individual teams with their coaches. And, you know, I just want to make sure, as I say the coaches, I put a plug in for all the help that I have. I always tell them I can't do it alone, and so we just got a great group of coaches out there, you know, all the way from, you know, some of our school staff members, some guys on our own football coaching staff, to alumni, to high school players. There's just a lot of great help out there, and I really feel like that's what makes it go. And so just really appreciate those guys' dedication each and every day through the league season to coach these kids up. And, you know, you kind of get your feeling of how things are going as far as the reactions from the kids, and just seeing a lot of smiles, seeing a lot of, you know, fun being happening, and that's great. That's what it's all about. And so we've got through 1 week of practice, and as I said, towards the end of last week, they were already getting into their teams and practicing. It takes a lot to get a team going, as anybody knows in the game of football. So we go a few days of practices with their teams, and then this week we'll have a couple more practices Monday, Tuesday, and then we're going to kick things off on this Wednesday, July 16th, with some games. The lower division will be first, the fifth and sixth grade. On Wednesday, we go at 7 and 8 o'clock in the evenings at Wyland Field, and then the teams that aren't playing, they still continue to practice. So we do kind of an alternating thing where we'll go the lower division the first day on Wednesday, and then we'll come back the next day on Thursday and have the upper division, 7th and 8th grade, play a couple games at the same time, 7 and 8. And so we'll rock and roll with that, I guess, as you could say, for six straight game nights, weather permitting. You know, knock on wood, you just kind of take it a day at a time. I feel like the weather's going to cooperate with us, and we'll see how that goes. But we do have a couple makeup days built in that following week, that Thursday, Friday. But our hope is to get those six game nights done, and we're just really looking forward to get the kids out there. You know, obviously with the practices, that's been great. But one of the special things about the league is being able to go to Wyland Field and play games and be able to play a four-quarter game. And, you know, we put them into teams. We use NFL pro teams as our, you know, the team names, and we have jerseys that correlate with that. And it's just neat to be out there at practice every night and see every team in their separate part of the location. We're so fortunate at the high school and junior high, we got a lot of practice fields, so we can get everybody over there and be in one location. And so, you know, and then we get to those game nights, just really appreciate everybody that helps out with that. You know, you, Rich, announcing, and our referee crews, our concession management. There's a lot of moving parts, just like anything, and we just really appreciate everybody being on board to help another league season. It's funny because it's really neat to have. We have a lot of parents come out and watch the practices, which we encourage. We love having parents out there watching and supporting the kids. And, you know, I just kind of make my rounds to some people that are watching practice, and we just talk about old stories. This league's been going on a long time, and that's what makes it special. And we're just trying to, you know, have another really
really special league season here in 2025. It's pretty fast and furious, but we feel like it's a really good league for our community and the surrounding area. We got a lot of out-of-town kids that drive in every night, and so we really appreciate that as well. It's always you want to get as many kids as you can, and we were able to get four teams in the lower division. We were able to get four teams in the upper division, which is always our goal. So each team will get three games through the league season, which is neat. And so we'll be kicking that off coming fast and furious on Wednesday. We still got a couple more practices to get ourselves as ready as we can, the teams ready, and then go out and have some fun and play games.
How many years is it now for the MFL?
Oh man, it's been a long time. It's been a lot of different things over the years, as far as sponsorship, league names, those things. It just
has it been 20 years.
It's been 20 plus years.
20 plus,
for sure. It's been a long time, and at one time it was Corn Belt, it was Van Deese, it was, you know, then McCook Football League. There's a lot of history, and you know, when I was coming up through the ranks as far as getting involved with the league and everything like that. And obviously Coach Jeff Gross was the one that, you know, mentored me and trained me, to take over the league. And it was always just great to sit down with him all the time and talk about the history of the league. And that's what, you know, really brings a lot of pride to it. You know, we want to make sure we put on a really quality league, and everybody that's out there really believes that. And you know, most everybody out there played in the league, and that just is a testament to how long it's been around. And so there's a lot of pride in it. There's a lot of excitement, and that really generates the excitement and the buy-in and the commitment each and every summer. Like I said, I can't do it by myself. I got a lot of people with me helping out with it to make it all go.
It was a good idea a couple of years ago. We've had some hot summers about this time, and a couple of years ago you were 5 o'clock in the evening. It was still really hot, so the decision was made instead of four games to go to two games, push it to 7 o'clock. Great decision, because boy, those 5 o'clock games at times were really hot.
Yeah, you know, there was a number of years where we did get all the games in one night, and for a long time it worked really well, and it probably could still work today if we, you know, the weather cooperates. You know, every year is different based on your numbers. There were some years where we would go three game nights and have everybody play on one game night, and that worked well. And then there were years where numbers warranted where we had to alternate and go a six game league season night. You know, but then we just kind of got to the decision where we felt like, you know, just to beat the heat and give ourselves a little bit of wiggle room and flexibility if we had to push a game or something, that those two games in a night just allow you to do that a little more, I guess, effectively. You know, we've done it a number of different ways. We just have decided to go this route, and, you know, I think it's been working well. And, you know, I think if you can be able to build in a couple makeup nights, which we have, you can hopefully get your games in, and we will get the games in. And like I said, just excited to get it going Wednesday. The kids are working hard. You know, you think about 5 days of practice, that's a lot. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, we capped off the week last Friday at practice, and I told those guys, the players, the participants in the huddle, be proud of what you're doing. When you put all that gear on, you kind of look at the – you know, anymore, the Oregon Ducks or all these different jerseys, and that's all cool and everything. It is. That's what brings a little bit more to the game. But I guess what I'm getting at is you realize when you put all that gear on, you sweat a little bit more. And so I just commend the kids for their effort and their great attitude. We just got a great group of kids this year, and just looking forward to get them out there, the next couple days in practice, and then get to some games and kind of put it all together. And that's the fun part, is to be able to play in a game.
Reminder to folks, free admission doesn't cost you a thing. Again, there is concessions there, which you do pay for, but bottled water, I think some snacks, hot dogs, candy, stuff like that will be available too.
Absolutely, Rich. You know, it's free admission. We don't charge anything to get in. We want as many people to come out and football in July. I mean, be able to get out there and be able to watch the kids play. Like I said, we'll have a six game night, 7 and 8 o'clock each night. Really want to make sure I put a plug in for community hospital. Manual Sports Medicine. Once again, they're our sponsor. They're the backbone. They're the legs of the league that allow us to make this thing go. So just really appreciate those people out there and what they mean to us in the league. And, you know, being able to create a game atmosphere, I think, is unlike any youth league out there. I'll be biased. It's just a really special environment when you got you announcing and you got the scoreboard lit up and you got lights coming on at night and the music playing. It really adds to it, and I think that's what makes the league really special and want really a lot of kids to be a part of that. It's a memory that lasts a lifetime. I still remember all my MFL games and the coaches I had, and that just tells you the impact that you have, and that's really what it's all about. You know, I was kind of thinking about it more and talking with the coaches. You know, it's just the impact we have on so many kids is really what it's all about, and all the kids out there participating, we're just excited to have them. And you know, we'll have concessions there as well, and you know, the concession costs go to help just defray some more league costs that we have, and we just really appreciate everybody on board helping us with the league. It's a great environment. We would really encourage everybody to come out and watch the games and be a part of it.
And then after the MFL season wraps up, then you got a week or so left in about a week and a half of July, and then August, and here you go. You're starting to think about getting your team on the field for the first time, getting ready for Beatrice at the end of the month.
It's coming quick, and it's exciting. You know, we're getting kind of once you get past that July 4th date, now you're down the stretch run here. I really feel like our off season, our summer has been really good. I feel like we've gotten a lot of really great things done. I feel like our weight room participation's been really good. I feel like we're in position to get ourselves to that fall camp date, which is coming up the second week in August. And we'll need every bit of time we need to get ourselves ready for the Orangemen week one, which will be here before we know it. You know, I think the biggest message this summer we've been, you know, really presenting to our players is just be where your feet are rooted, be where you're at in the present, and really focus on the process and all of those things. And I really feel like the guys have bought into that, and that's been something we've really been trying to drive home. And they're just working extremely hard, and we tell those guys, you know, how you working when nobody's watching. That's the thing, and I just feel like we got a motivated group of guys that are ready to get things going. We still got a couple, 3 weeks here to continue that preparation, and then it really amps up when we get to fall camp. Just really looking forward to that season, Rich. 2025 is upon us, and it's going to be a tough schedule. We're going to have to bring it each and every week, and it starts with Beatrice week one, which even more adds to it. We get to do it at home, and that's having home opener is always a big deal. So all preparation is happening to get ourselves in position to get ready for that week one matchup.